win in advance, lose and go home, and start preparing for next year. So this is going to be a big game for both Wrangell and Haynes. Wrangell won the series 3-1 against the Glacier Bears. Glacier Bears got the first game down in Wrangell, and then Wrangell won the next three. I think one of the keys to the game is going to be Glacier Bears' ability to handle the pressure by the Wrangell guards. They put a lot of pressure on us up in Haynes, and Haynes didn't respond well.
Well, Coach Stokes, that's one of his things, is he likes to pressure. No matter where you're at on the court, it's always pressure, pressure, pressure. And then he does go to the hoop hard with all of his kids, so the Glacier Bears will have to adjust to move the ball around. Hopefully Cox can get himself open and get some nice shots. But we need to be able to go low to the blocks to Swinton and Sage also make a big difference, too, for the Glacier Bears.
And then Matthew Green down there, too, with his rebounding and defense. And then, you know, if we can get him into the scoring column for the Glacier Bears, he gets some opportunities there pretty much every game. We can get him to cash in on those. I think it's going to take a team effort like the girls did against Wrangell. If you get that scoring throughout the roster, it's going to make it a lot easier for the Glacier Bears to beat the Wrangell Wolves. The Wolves are going to be the visitor in this one. Haynes Glacier Bears is going to be the home team. So the Glacier Bears to our left, Wolves to our right.
All right, so the Glacier Bears in their white uniforms here, so they'll introduce the Wrangell Wolves first.
Yep, and starting for the Wolves, 6'2 junior, number 4, Trent Stokes. Five-ten junior, number 23, Dawson Miller. He came off the bench up in Haynes in those games up there. Number 22, or number 34, excuse me, 5'10 senior, number 34, Tyler Gillen. 6 foot senior, number 22, Bryce Gerald. And rounding out the starting lineup is 5 foot 9 inch senior, Blake Stokes, wearing number 33, coach's son. He had 5 points in their game against Metlakatla. Of course, Wrangell Wolves coached by Ray Stokes for a number of years. I know I played against him when I was in high school, and he was the coach there when he first came to Wrangell. Now starting lineup for our Haynes Glacier Bears. 6 foot junior, number 21, Jacob Stegan. He had 9 points, 3 for 5 from the free throw line, 2 rebounds in yesterday's game. 6'1" sophomore, number 32, Hudson Sage, 9 points, 1 for 2 from the free throw line, 9 rebounds yesterday. 5'11" senior, number 15, Matthew Green, 5 points, 3 for 6 free throws, 6 boards yesterday. Co-captain number 33, 6'2" sophomore, Dylan Swinton, 11 points, 0 for 2 from the line, but 12 boards in that game yesterday. And rounding out the starting lineup, 5'8" senior, number 23, Trevor Cox, team high, 20 points, 8 for 15 from the free throw line, 4 rebounds in that loss yesterday. So our lineups for the Wolves, Gerald, Gillen, Stokes, and Miller. For the Glacier Bears, Green, Cox, Stegan, Swinton, and Sage. Glacier Bears coached by Steve Fossman, assisted by his wife, Ann. Out on the court now, we've got both teams. Looks like we're going to have Gerald in the center circle for the Wolves, Swinton in the center circle for the Glacier Bears. Glacier Bears going to our right, Wolves going to our left. Officials are out on the court. Score clock is ready. Officials in the center circle. Everybody set. We're ready to tip this one off. Ball's up. Control by the Wolves. Trent Stokes over to Blake Stokes, up top to Gerald, back to Blake. Stokes on the dribble, Glacier Bears in 2-3 zone. Blake Stokes brings it way out top. Now he's going to go to the three-point line, gets it over to Gillen. Gillen comes left-hand side to Dawson Miller. Miller back side to Gillen. Gillen with the shot, that's going to be a little bit short. Rebound down by Swinton, quickly up ahead to Cox. Cox going to drive down the center of the lane, tries to dish it off. A lot of hands in there, and the ball taken away by Trent Stokes. Stokes up to Gillen. Gillen pushes it up the left-hand side. No numbers. He'll slow it down, gives it to Gillen. Gerald. Gerald gets it to Gillen, right side to Stokes. Stokes looks inside to a cutting Trent Stokes. Miller tries to get inside. They go up top now. Gillen on the dribble goes right side to Stokes. Blake Stokes, one dribble, goes inside to Gerald. Gerald turns, spins up with the right, and count it. We're going to foul on the Glacier Bears. So Bryce Gerald's first one to get on the scoring column. He's going to be going to the line looking for the three-point play. 32, Hudson Sage with his first personal foul. First team foul for the Glacier Bears. Gerald was 6-for-8 from the free throw line with 14 points in their game against Metlakatla yesterday. He's 1-for-1 from the free throw line today. His 3 points, the only points in the game so far. Stegan gets it up ahead to Cox. Cox dribbling at the top of the key. He's got Miller on him. Goes left side to Swinton. Swinton looked inside to Sage, but he was covered. They come up top to Stegan. Stegan on the dribble. Picks it up. Gets it to Cox. Cox now reverses back to the right-hand side, trying to get to that baseline. He's cut off, looking for an outlet, gets it out to Swinton. Swinton up top to Stegan. Stegan down on the left baseline, forces it into Sage, stolen away by Gerald. Gerald quickly up on the right-hand side. He's going to take it. Gets cut off by Green up top to Blake Stokes. Down to Miller. Miller with the shot, partially blocked by Swinton. Rebound by Gerald. Gerald up and good for two. Bryce Gerald with all 5 points in the game. 5-0 lead for the Wolves. Our Wolves looks like they're going to be picking up at half court. Stegan brings it up, throws it ahead to Swinton. We're going to have a timeout by Coach Fossman. It'll be a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it here.
Yeah, well, as we anticipated, a little bit of pressure being applied, but Glacier Bears got to be able to handle it down low. They're really picking them up. Anybody goes inside, and we know that from past experience with Cox handling the basketball, Miller's just putting a ton of pressure on wherever he goes. They're trying to deny the ball away from him, which, you know, you don't want him to have the ball because he is the leading scorer and handles the ball about 95% of the time for the Glacier Bears. So they're trying to take that away, and at this point they have, because a couple of times he got down low, didn't have any place to go.
Yeah, they surrounded him down there. When he got down to the baseline, there's three guys around him and just no outlet for him. Glacier Bears will inbound at the half-court line right in front of the score clock. Green on the inbound. Gets it into Cox in the backcourt. Again, he's got Miller hounding him everywhere he goes. He'll dribble to the left-hand side. Let's get to that left baseline. Hands it off to Swinton. Swinton drives in the lane, comes right side to Cox. Cox up fakes over to Stegan. Stegan with the shot. Oh, front rim tipped out by Sage. Green had it, but stolen away by Miller. Miller up into the front court on the dribble. He's going to hand it over to Gerald. Gerald back out to Trent Stokes. Trent. Get to the right baseline, cut off by the Glacier Bears, comes back up top to Miller. Dawson Miller on the dribble. Left side pass to Blake Stokes, stolen away by Sage as they tried to get it into Trent Stokes. He gets it ahead to Cox. Cox across the 10-second line, picked up by Miller. Cox looking for that left baseline. He's going to stop and pop from 18, leaves a little bit short, and ball knocked out of bounds on the rebound by Sage. So the Wolves will gain possession of him. The Glacier Bears going to give them a little taste of their own medicine. They're going to try a little full court pressure here too. Wolves get it in to Gillen up ahead to Gerald. They broke that easily for the Wolves. Get it out to Miller. Miller's going to fire from three, and that one's good. Nope, his line foot was on the line, so only two for Dawson Miller. 7-0 lead for the Wolves. Stegan goes left-hand side to Green, to Cox. Cox tries to get that baseline, gets it to Sage. He's double-teamed. His pass is stolen away by the Wolves, and Gerald's going to bring it up himself. Everybody else abandoned him in the backcourt, so he might as well dribble it up. Dawson Miller inside to Trent Stokes, and he couldn't handle it and lose it out of bounds. Nice defensive position that time by Hudson Sage. Turn over to the Glacier Bears. Still looking for their first points with 4:59 left in the first quarter. Stegan on the dribble. Wolves trying to pick up right at half court. Gets to Green. Green to Swinton. Go inside to Cox, and as he was cutting, Miller came over the top. We're going to get a pushing foul on Dawson Miller. His first personal, first team foul. And Glacier Bears will be inbounding on the baseline. Green will do the honors of the inbound pass. He's looking for somebody, throws it way up top over the top of Cox's hand, stolen away by Gerald. Gerald up and easy on the right-hand side. He's got 7. It's a 9-point lead for the Wolves. Careless pass that time for the Glacier Bears. Stegan coming back. Gets to a 10-second line. We're going to have another timeout for the Glacier Bears. Another 30-second timeout. Coach Fossman's just trying to settle his guys down because that some of the passes they're making, they're just too wrapped up in the emotions of the tournament still, and they're just not making good decisions.
Well, yeah, and that's a very good point. The other thing, too, that I've kind of noticed here a bit is they seem to want to go to Trevor Cox all the time. And so the Wolves know that too. And if you wait and wait and wait for him to get open, it's even harder, and then they have to force the pass kick with only 5 seconds to get the ball in. And they've already used up 3.5 of those seconds just waiting for him to get open. They've got to give it to somebody else first.
So the Glacier Bears will be having the ball. Green will be inbounding on the far side of the court. He's got Cox over there with him. Stegan also coming up. And they give it into Cox. That could have been an over in the back there real easily. He'll bring it in, kicks it out to Swinton on the baseline for three. That one's going to be back rim long. Gerald down with rebound for the Wolves. They're going to push the pace on this one. He's going to go all the way in, briefly knocked out of his hands, but he gains control of it, and he's got nine. This is a Bryce Gerald show so far here in the first quarter. Stegan brings it up ahead, throws it away from Cox. Gerald with the steal. He's going to go all the way again. He's going to lay it up, but that's going to be an offensive charge. Matthew Green got in his way there and took the charge. Nice hustle by Green getting back there, and we're going to have Fowler coming in for the Glacier Bears. He'll be coming in for Stegan. So you have a backcourt of Fowler and Cox. Green's back there. Fowler brings it up, gets it over to Green. Green looking for a cutter, gets it to Cox. Cox immediately double-teamed, gets it back to Green, to Fowler. Fowler's going to cast one up from three. Front rim, no good. Rebound down low by Swinton. He's looking for some room, and he's going to go up with it, and we're going to get a foul on the Wolves. I think that's going to be Trent Stokes coming up with a foul. Swinton was doing a good job down there with that rebound and then clearing out a little bit of space to try and get back up with that second shot. So he'll go to line shooting two. First one off the rim, no good. Got one more coming to him. 3:57 left in the first quarter. The Glacier Bears struggling to get any points here. They're trailing 11-0. Swinton second is off as well. Trent Stokes down with the rebound. Hands it off to Gerald. Gerald up ahead to Blake Stokes to a cutting Gillen on the baseline. He'll bring it back up top to Stokes, to Trent Stokes at the high post. Right side to Miller. Miller for three. Weak side rebound by Gillen up top to Blake Stokes. Right side to Miller. Wolves doing a great job moving the ball around. Blake Stokes mixes the three. Green down with the rebound. Gets it off to Cox. Trevor double team in the backcourt, but he's going to get it up into the front court. All the way in, gets it to Green at the free throw line. Green doesn't even look at the basket, gives it back to Cox. Cox looking for a screen, gets one from Sage. Trevor will shoot it from 18. No good. Ball tipped around, and Miller down with it for the Wolves. Miller drives all the way up, gets it out to Gerald, comes left-hand side to Stokes. Stokes just inside the three-point line, front rim, Fowler down with the rebound for the Glacier Bears. He'll clear it, get it to Cox. Glacier Bears going to need to run something here to get Trevor open. He's got to do a lot of work on his own, gets it into Sage. Sage turns, kicks it out to Swinton. Swinton with the three-point shot, and that one's going to be good. That finally gets the Glacier Bears on the board with the three-pointer by Swinton. Blake Stokes calling out the play now. He's going to slow things up. Try and get everybody set. He's far on left side. Goes right side to Miller. Miller goes into the high post. Trent Stokes to Blake Stokes to Gerald down the baseline. Gerald gets past Swinton. Up, leaves a little bit short. Dawson Miller with the rebound way out long. Gerald now gets it to Stokes down on the post. Stokes goes up with it, and he's going to be fouled going up. So Trent Stokes will be going to the line shooting two. And we've got number 15, Matthew Green, picking up his second personal foul. Second team foul, or third team foul on the Glacier Bears. We've only got second team foul, but I know we've got three. Stokes misses his first. There's one more coming to him. Into the game is Dylan Palmieri coming in for Hudson Sage, giving Hudson a breather. Trent Stokes' second is up and good. Trent Stokes picks up his first point, and we got a 3-12 ball game. Quickly up to the Glacier Bears. Oh, bad pass by Green that time, stolen away by Gerald, and then Palmieri is able to track it down in the backcourt and get it back for the Glacier Bears. He gets it to Fowler. Fowler's going to try and drive inside, and he's going to travel with it and turn it back over to the Wolves. Really no lane there for Fowler to get to the basket. Gillen gets it to Blake Stokes. Blake Stokes on the dribble. He's got Cox on him full court. Blake still trying to get past Cox. Passes it ahead to Gerald. Gerald down to Miller down on the baseline. Up top to Trent Stokes. Trent Stokes They reverse it all the way over to Blake Stokes on the left side, and he nails the three-point shot. Blake Stokes got three, and it's a 15-3 lead. Marty Fowler goes left-hand side to Green. Back to Fowler, looking to get it across 10-second line. They go to Green. They get across, and Matthew does. Gets it back to Cox. Cox, triple team. Tried to go inside, stolen away by Trent Stokes. Wolves are just anticipating every pass that the Glacier Bears are trying to make. Come left-hand side to break Blake Stokes. To Gerald. Gerald, nobody comes out on him, so he'll shoot the three and drain it. Bryce Gerald's got 12. And this is getting out of hand for the Glacier Bears really quick. Swinton now on the right side. He's going to try and drive in, create some contact there off the Wolves, then out of bounds. Glacier Bears need to just settle down and run some offense here. Just about every player on the court is trying to take it one-on-one, trying to do some teamwork here. Matthew Green on the inbound gets it to Cox. Cox stops and pops from about 3 feet behind the three-point line. That's hard off the back rim. Miller down with the rebound for the Wolves. No numbers, so he's going to pass it back out top to Trent Stokes. Goes right side to Gerald. Gerald up top to Blake Stokes. Stokes surveys the defense. Goes right side to Gerald. Gerald, cross-court pass to Blake Stokes. He's going to take the baseline. Nobody steps up and leaves it a little bit long. Rebound is to Trent Stokes, and up and good for two. Glacier Bears just don't have any answer to this onslaught so far for the Wolves. They're down by 17. Swinton on the right baseline, looking for something, and it's stolen away again by the Wolves, but Fowler gets it back. Cox now at the top of the key, looking for an avenue. Nothing there. Gets it to Fowler. Fowler reverses it back to Swinton. Swinton going to try and drive that baseline again. A little spin move, kicks it up top to Fowler. Open for three. That one's wide right. Trent Stokes down with the rebound, gets to the brother Blake. Blake coming up into the front court. They're going to play for the last shot of the quarter here. Coach Stokes telling them, let's get moving the ball now. So Blake Stokes, tried to get it down there, batted away by Swinton. Palmieri comes up with the basketball to Cox, and that's going to be the end of the first quarter of the play with Haynes 3 and the Wrangell Wolves